Back home, thousands of homes remain without power this lunchtime after lines were brought down by Storm Floris. The worst affected areas are in Donegal, Mayo, Galway and Clare. Floris is the sixth named storm of the year and the first since Eowyn way back in January. For the latest, let's talk to our reporter Barry Gallagher. Barry, where are you this afternoon and what's been happening there?
Hi, Rachel. Well, I'm here in Balbofey in County Donegal, and it kind of feels like I'm seeing about four seasons at once. It's moving from clear skies to clouds and heavy rain at the minute. Now, it has definitely subsided since conditions seen overnight here in Donegal specifically. Conditions, I'd say, would have hit their peak at around 4 a.m. And began then to subside at around 8 a.m. as Storm Floris moved northeastward across to Scotland. Now, there has been some infrastructural damage here in Donegal and across the eight affected counties. For example, again, here in Donegal, there has been quite an amount of tree fellings in the majority of municipal districts up here. That is due basically to the unseasonable nature of the storm and the fact that trees are in full bloom and much easier to uproot than their bare kind of winter counterparts who usually see these kinds of conditions. There has been localised flooding in the Inishowen area and in Ardra. And there have been down power lines as well, contributing, as you said, to the roughly 10,000 households that are currently without power in the west and northwest of Ireland. Now, the ESB have said that they are currently working on the issue as weather conditions provide. I'm currently on my way to a repair job here in Balbofey. And again, they said that they are currently on standby for any power outages and urge the public that if they see a down power line, to one, avoid it, and to report it. Now, in terms of the rest of the northwest, looking at Sligo, conditions down there have also been, you know, relatively normal, considering the circumstances. Conditions were kind of most severe in coastal areas. Local authorities there have checked in with campers and holidaymakers who really were most at risk during last night's storm, and everyone is safe there. And in Leitrim, their conditions have been relatively okay there as well, according to local authorities. And for anyone in Leitrim, the Clun Agricultural Festival is going ahead today. There were risks this morning that might not be the case, but thankfully it's going ahead.
So reports then, Barry, of some damage in Donegal in particular. You also mentioned Sligo and Leitrim. What about the other counties that bore the brunt of this storm?
Yes, so I suppose further south, speaking to local authorities in Clare, they've also faced majority of damage that has been faced has been toppled tree lines. Moving up then to Tuam, around 3,000 people were without power there this morning, and power outages were really scattered around that western area. And again, the ESB are kind of on hand to try and rectify those issues. In Galway, you know, wind speeds were topping out at around 90 kilometres an hour overnight, and authorities there say that wave overtopping is still quite the risk. Now, the RNLA have not had to deploy any lifeboats as of yet, but they are stressing alongside the Coast Guard, especially on those Atlantic-facing coasts, to be extremely careful, because with strong tides, with high winds, getting in may be easy, but getting out could be a much different story. Now, in terms of a kind of a nationwide scale, speaking to the Gardaí, they have not received any incidents in relation to Storm Floris. So it seems that people have been relatively safe. And in terms of, again, the unseasonable nature of this storm, that was really where Met Aaron were worried about this storm in particular, because it is so out of season to have conditions like this. And again, worries were for holidaymakers that were dotted along the Wild Atlantic Way using temporary structures like tents, like caravans, like mobile homes. But luckily, there seems to have been no incidents with that cohort of people, so people seem to have stayed quite safe during the bank holiday weekend.
The Wild Atlantic Way living up to its name overnight. Barry, many thanks. That was our man on the ground this afternoon in County Donegal, Barry Gallagher.